And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Big Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is The Decline, the most expensive chips I've ever had.
Sunny pigs that you find in the back of the van, that your cars and left in the drive down to Melbourne overnight. Throwing up in the servo on the side of the Hume, trying to remember what songs friends were played last night. You can make the whole touring party wait for you to get food. And there's photographic evidence for the first time I ever laid eyes on you. I'm gonna sleep for 7 years when I get home. When I get home, I'm gonna sleep for 7 years.
Wake me up, I hear knocking in the hallway, someone's coughing. Maybe this hotel room where somebody died. I don't ask for much, but the most expensive chips I've ever had. And maybe you could get some manners on the side.
You can make everyone in the van get Lord of the Fries. And there's prehistoric evidence for the first time that I looked into your eyes. When I get home, I'm gonna sleep for 7 years. When I get home, if you're not there, I guess that I'll just have to sleep for 7 years. When I get home, I'm gonna sleep for 7 years.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Decline and the most expensive chips I've ever had. They are Skate Punk from Perth, Tony. Or as I put there, Skate Pun from Perth. It's not a pun. Although, their new release, they've got a new release out, Tony. It's called Magical Misery Tour.
Oh.
Which is kind of a pun. So I bet they're Skate Punk from Perth. What is The Decline's Bandcamp page?
TheDecline.bandcamp.com?
TheDeclineMusic.bandcamp.com. THCDECLINE music.bandcamp.com. TheDeclineMusic.bandcamp.com. I've said that a few times now. Probably means that one. Tony, nil, ha. I don't think it'll stay that way. I really don't, Tony. I really don't. But you never know. I'm off to a good start. I've got some additional material for you.
Cool.
If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. That's what Jeff's done. Let's hear his thing. I am a genius.
It's cool.
And, Jeff, once again, keeps us going here in that he's only predictable in the unpredictable nature of his jokes. And he says this week, I threw a ball for my dog. Might be a little extravagant, but he does look great in a tux. Jeff, P.S. It's only a murder of crows if there's probable cause. I sometimes like the PS is more than the jokes themselves, but anyway, both of them classics this week. Let's hear this thing again. I am good. At times. I should really say, I've had my moments. That would make more sense, wouldn't it? I'm not really good. I've just had my moments. Most people have their moments at some point or other, don't they?
Some people have more than others.
Yeah, I think most of mine have gone.
You never know.
I think it's a diminishing return on how many moments I've got left. But anyway, yeah, I might as well play two songs in a row.
Cool.
We'll wake up a bit, won't we, Tony? You've had a hard day of having fun with family and all the food and everything that goes with that, and I've been painting.
Oh, okay.
We'll hear more about it later on, but we've both been knackered.
Yeah.
So two songs in a row now. The original plan was these were going to be two songs from bands that are playing at Bedlam Breakout the weekend coming. However, I've completely messed up, so we've got two bands that are playing at Bedlam Breakout this weekend in the second half of the show. And right now we've got one band that are playing it in a bit. Stay tuned for Astro Zombies. But first, The Lost Souls. And this song was supposed to be going He from the vaults halfway through, Tone, has a little nice way into Bed and Breakout. But anyway, as it's ended up, I've got something else from the vaults. And you're going to love it. And there's a reason to play it, and everything fits in beautifully. But first, The Lost Souls, Tony.
Okay.
Psychos from the Midlands. I think they were from Birmingham originally. We've mentioned them before. We've played this song before. I played them quite a lot. They were going... they didn't start until sort of late 80s. They did get a record deal very quickly with, I think, Nervous Records. But they might have come out on Raw because I can't remember now. They were... Basically, the lead singer died about 2 weeks before I went to see them in Derby.
Okay.
Serves me right. It was, I'd seen The Lost Souls several times before. They kept being the main band that would debt for other bands. And then, so I'd see them when I was expecting someone else, including, I'm pretty sure this happened at, what was the name of it? The place I saw my first ever gig. That was in Stevenage. What was it called, Tony? You weren't there. You should know. You weren't there. I'll think about it. Bow's Line House. Stevenage, I remembered. Bow's Line House. You know, Lady Bow's Line became the Queen Mother.
No.
And then Bow's Line, it's all to do with the Bow's Line family and Bow's Line shit. That was all the way around where I lived. And I think she might have gone to school in St. Helena. Not school in St. Helena. Might have gone to St. Helena School in Preston. That's a long way to go to school. St. Helena. Such a remote island that they basically... Well, we sent Napoleon there to die eventually. Because he had ideas of where his station in the first place was turning. Disappeared back. Where was he? Now, I don't think you can tell me where he was from, can you? Can you tell
Absolutely
me,
not. Tell me, rubbish at history.
Can you tell me where Napoleon was from? The correct answer is, of course I can. Of course I can. Anyway, it ended up, I know, pathetic.
It's a history gag.
It's a history gag. What I'm trying to get around to is there's not a website for them. They're not around anymore. Although I did see that the Lost Souls had got going again about 10 years ago, but I don't know in what guise. It certainly wasn't with the original lead singer. He's dead. I haven't got a website for them. They're not playing Bedlam Breakout this weekend, but I'll be there on the Sunday. More of that later on. So I thought, Tony, what is Bedlam Breakout's website?
Bedlambreakout.com.
Simple as that. Bedlambreakout.com. Tony one, Paulie being instead one. Stay tuned for Astro Zombies and a cracking track that I'm going to enjoy talking about shortly. But this is, first of all, in fact, The Majestic, and doesn't feature the original lead singer on lead vocals. This was the bass player on lead vocals. Sonic Paul, Shut Up, Skid Row.
I've been so full of down and out. I'm living in rough bottom. I'm a pizza. Never seen what I'm just trying to make. All names be on Skid Row. Skid Row. I'm so low. I'm so low on Skid Row. Skid Row. I'm so low. I'm so low on Skid Row. Skid Row. I'm so low. I'm so low. I had a car. I've seen the white bullet turn to the booze and I wrecked my life. I was an inferno. Don't fall now. Not fucking anything. Got a ball on Skid Row. Skid Row. I'm so low. I'm so low on Skid Row. Skid Row. I'm so low. I'm so low on Skid Row. Go!
Gag.
Listening to GG All Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Ben Sweet Tony.
That's okay.
That was Astro Zombies, track called Frog's Legs. They're all the way from Dijon, and I'm sure you'd agree, Tony, that song was mastered. It's absolutely brilliant. They are playing at Beds and Breakout on Sunday this week, and that's the day I'll be there, which is why I played them. I think I probably have seen them before, but you know what, it was probably in Spain. I was probably leathered, probably can't remember, but I'm going to watch them properly this Sunday. How about that?
Cool.
What is Astro Zombies Facebook page?
facebook.com/AstroZombies
facebook.com/Frogabilly. And we know why that is, don't we, Tony?
No. Well,
they're from Dijon in France.
Oh.
Song you just heard was called Frog's Legs. And they do have a very healthy attitude to their own nationality. And I like that. And might be a little bit reminiscent of that track, Tony. Don't know what you thought, so. But a little bit like the Swampies up the road in Belgium. So you know what? Astro Zombies, Swampies, love them. Astro Zombies, especially. Seeing them this Sunday. How about that?
Excellent.
What is their Facebook page? It's facebook.com/Frogabilly, F-R-O-G-A-Billy. Paulie B and the internet too, Tony One. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never have time for that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Very well.
What you got?
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please go to the page facebook.com/punkyradio. Please like the page and leave us a comment. As we say, usually just reply to last week's show comment, post rather. That's the easiest way to comment, with Facebook being how it is these days. Do you get in touch? So we've had one this week.
Only one?
Who's that from? That is from Timo.
Right, well, you want to go back there, because we've had one from Anne K.
Now, have we? I might save that for next week then.
God, you're a lazy fucker.
I can do. It just sounds unprofessional when we have a pause.
Fine, don't worry about it. Yeah, no, it's all right.
Gaps.
Let's hear the one.
Oh, someone's not happy this week, and I don't know which one of us it is.
It's both of us, Henry Tony.
Yeah, you're right.
For various reasons.
Timmy, got in touch.
Hey, Solo, Timo.
He says, you just sent me down quite the rabbit hole with Chemnitz. Ch at the beginning of a word is usually pronounced with a soft ch, unless you're from the less civilised areas in south of Germany, like Bavaria, where they pronounce it with a K.
Quite right, too.
For example, China instead of China. Now, Chemnitz, however, is pronounced Chemnitz, and nobody seems to know why. Extra pub quiz knowledge, during the time of Germany being split up, Chemnitz was called Karl Marxstadt.
Yeah,
no discussion on pronunciation there.
Yeah.
You did respond.
Well, as I like to call it, Tony, Karl Marxstadt.
You did respond saying, I knew it. I knew it was Chemnitz. Interesting, during the time of Germany being split up, I used to call Dresden Miss Piggy. Thank you very much, Paul.
You're welcome. Chemnitz the frog, mate.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
That's what I was doing.
It's very nice.
Anyway, thank you, Timo. And yes, it is Chemnitz, and we won't forget in future.
Yeah. Ah, Timo's always on hand.
He is.
And that's all we have. But I think next week, we might have one from Anne Kay.
We might have. So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never type that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle. Right. You'll find out why we're playing this a little bit after we've played it. This is a band called Tiny Barbara's Surf Club, Tony.
Okay.
They are Good Time Charlies from guess where?
Don't know.
Rotherham.
Oh.
I don't think we've played a band from Rotherham before. If we have done, it's not been for a long time. Mm. So very happy to play this, although sad at the same time. I'm happy, Tony, but I'm sad.
Oh.
What I want to know is, what is Tiny Barbara's Surf Club's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/... Tiny Barber Surf Club.
Well, you know what? They're such good time Charlies from Rotherham. It is, in fact, facebook.com/profile.php:ID=10000776747394 Why is that, Tony?
Yeah, so default URL, love that.
That's the default URL. Stop being such good time Charlies from Rotherham and sort yourselves out a URL. Poorly Beans Net 3, Tony Wong. This is me, ma'am.
Pipe of tea, running the Hoover round, or bumping up the cushions on the settee. You'd be singing like a bird to all of your favorite songs, but I'm not sure you knew the words. Sometimes you'd sing the Carpenters, and other times Dancing Queen. I wonder where this voice of mine comes from. Whoa. I get it from me, ma'am. You kept on singing all through your life. Sometimes I think I can hear you late at night when it's quiet. If I could hear you singing just one more time, I tell you, ma'am, that'd make my day. It'd make my week, it'd make my life. Sometimes you sing the Carpenters, another time Dancing Queen. Get it from me, mom.
was only 'cause you cared. And sometimes you'd sing the Carpenters, and other times Dancing Queen. Get it from me, man. Let's get you some slippers from Matterland, and some chicken from Contiki. And when you make Roland Keaton sign, oh, you gave your smiles for free. And sometimes you'd sing the Carpenters, and other times Dancing Queen. I wonder where this life of mine comes from. And I know, I know, I know from me,
Mum. You're listening to His Panic Stomp underneath us right now. Thanks, Tony. You've done such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Tiny Barber's Surf Club and a track called Me Mam, and we'll find out why I played that just after you tell us what you did last week.
So apart from the work, I didn't do a lot apart from today was Mother's Day.
Thanks for reminding me now.
Yeah. It did somewhat sneak up on, I think, a lot of people, certainly me. It's like I was vaguely aware it was coming, and then suddenly it was fucking here. And I only really remember because my sister phoned me up midweek or Thursday or something and invited me over for some food on Sunday. I'm like, oh yeah, that would be a good idea. So I went over to my sister's and we had a nice some Mexican food and had some cake. My niece made some cakes.
Excellent.
I came back here, had a quick cup of tea, and now I'm feeling just that post dinner fogginess. I'm all right. I'm waking up now. I'm waking
good.
Up, but yeah, I had full belly, and that was nice. And that's it. There was no band practice. Work was fucking work. Still everything's shit on that front. Yeah, that's about it. How was your week?
Well, I forgot Mother's Day.
Right,
completely forgot. I didn't actually forget about it. I didn't even know it was on its way. I'd managed to miss any ads from Mother's Day. I'd managed to miss the displays in supermarkets. And you know why? Because I didn't go to Sainsbury's this week. I only went to Aldi.
Right.
And Aldi only had a little bit at the end of one aisle, and I didn't go down that aisle. And it's happened early because Easter's early and Mother's Day is locked in with when Easter's in. It's all to do with Lent, isn't it?
Is that what it is? It is early.
Yeah. It is early. It's 2 weeks early. It's basically 2 weeks early because Easter's early this year. And I'm not making excuses. I just forgot. I don't think I've ever forgotten. I forgot one of my dad's birthdays ever. Never again. I was absolutely horrified. This is the first time I have ever forgotten Mother's Day, as far as I know. Mum was fine about it, largely because of all the love things my brother's done for her. I did do a Facebook post about it. I'm not going into detail now. Let's just say I forgot Mother's Day. If you want to strike me down now.
No, but
I did watch a couple of great films this week, Tony.
What did you watch?
Django Unchained, a classic, which I watched last night. Seen it before.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. One of Tarantino's finest, in my opinion. Absolutely brilliant. Shows slavery up for the terrible thing it was. In fact, there's modern day slavery. I don't mean it's bad as this shit. It most likely is in some countries. Anyway, if you've never seen Django Unchained, watch it. It's brilliant. I'd rather talk about Seaborg, Tony.
Ooh, this sounds good.
This is a classic Australian B movie, Seaborg, about this cyborg thing woman that lands on Earth in a little thing that was part of a bigger thing, but she killed everyone on the bigger thing because she's Seaborg. When she got to Australia, the first thing she did was try and turn everyone else into Seaborgs, but there were a few kids weren't having it, Tone.
right.
They fought back against the Sheborg and they eventually won, which is brilliant, isn't it? And one of them, who was the nerdy one, obviously they dressed her up like Velma from Scooby-Doo, because that's what you do, isn't it? You go for stereotypes here, mm-hmm. as much as you can. I did quite enjoy it. There were some funny bits in it. It's on Amazon Prime if you got nothing better to do. And it isn't a case of Night of the Living Sheborg here, or the Living Sheborg. There's only one Sheborg, Tony.
Right.
And at the end of the movie, by way of apology, in the credits, at the end of the credits, it says, Sheborg was made for £37,000 by people who are mostly amateur.
Oh.
It was an apology that didn't need making. I think they did a grand job for 37 grand, Tony.
Yeah.
I'd watch it again. How about that? And
yeah,
also,
good.
Finally, had the opportunity, now the plaster has dried on the upstairs rooms in my house, finally got around today to painting not one, but three walls. Actually started yesterday, did a mist coat on them, Tony, from the technical. Did a mist coat on the new plaster yesterday. Then I've put on another coat, and indeed a third coat on one wall in the back room, and it all looks to have dried all right. My lodger Deepika helped me out. She did some cutting in. She'd never painted before, so that went well. And I'm going to leave that there.
Okay.
Let's just say I did have to do a bit of extra stuff myself. But anyway, it's looking all right. And now for something that is the forerunner to what we're going to talk about afterwards. But I will just briefly say, you might remember last week, Tony, we had a chat about what we should be doing with embryos, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And when
yes.
you started it, I said, I thought you were going to say snacks. Mm. And that immediately made me think of the Meteors, and in particular, one track of theirs that came out in the early-ish 1980s on an album called Stampede, I think it was on. Absolutely brilliant song. Couldn't believe it the first time I heard it when I was 15 years old, which would suggest 1985, but you never know. But anyway, I thought we'd play it now to fit in with everything else that's to do with the embryos. Was it in the twat last week?
Yeah, it was.
So I'm always a little bit wary of playing anything by the Meteors, because they have got certain people that are members of the cattle who will always look for where they're being played and find out whether they should be getting paid for it or not. Well, obviously we don't get paid for Punky Radio. I have nicked this off YouTube, even though I have bought the album originally. So as far as I'm concerned, the Meteors, I love a lot of the stuff you've done in the past. We want to play this now. There's a reason to play it. I shouldn't need to apologize for it, but I am anyway. And the Meteors, Tony, I'd like you to tell me what is the Meteors website, which is the best way to find them, so you can find out more about this brilliant band, who are the guys who are the founders of psychobilly. Most people would agree with that. Only the Meteors are true psychobilly, although some would say only Russell Buckley is true psychobilly, Tony. And certainly there is one band that are the only band that are true swannabilly, who we've played before as well. But anyway, what is the Meteors website?
TheMeteors.co.uk.
MutantRockRecords.com. You'll find out everything about the Meteors on MutantRockRecords.com. Mutant Rock, Tony, is a song that we covered ourselves in the Chavs, and didn't we do a great version of that?
Yeah.
Yes. Paulie B in step four, Tony one, MutantRockRecords.com. This is the Meteors and the Majestic, Eat the Baby.
Let me tell you again, a man's only by bread alone.
You're listening to Stan Kenton underneath us right now. Thank you for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Meteors and Eat the Baby. And I'm just very happy to play that, especially after we got to. It might be worth you listening to the show again last week to find out why we played that, but I'm very happy. There's more than one reason to play it. Anyway, it doesn't remain poorly being in step four, Tony One. Have you got any gay stories?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so don't forget, if you do have a gig for me, don't forget, you can email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, and how much is it to watch them play. It is that simple. It is international, so it doesn't have to be in the UK. So let me know your gigs.
Fortunately, I've picked a gig in the world, yeah.
Polly Beach picks a gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
Great tune, that is.
Excellent.
I do have talents. They are hidden under a fairly severe bushel a lot of the time. So anyway, this weekend, as already mentioned, it is Bedlam Breakout. It happens over 3 days at the Roadmender in Northampton and the Bear Pub in Northampton, where you get, I say Bear Pub, I'm not being like some ute there, saying, oh, the pub's absolutely brilliant. You know, I know me rhyme slang, I know me slang, I know me kid stuff. Mate, I know my kids okay. stuff.
Excellent.
The Bear Pub, and it's called The Bear, and it's a pub. It's a bear pub. It's brilliant. It's in those two venues over the weekend. Most of it occurs at the Roadmender, and it's like £35-40 a day. So you can get a ticket for the old thing. I'm only going to Sunday, but it's basically £35 or £40 a day. I think the Friday's cheaper. And I've actually got it open on my phone. I could actually tell you, couldn't I? That might make sense. So anyway, I'm not going to go through all the bands that are on, just to say that the Friday, I don't know how much Friday is, looks like Saturday and Sunday are 35 in advance and 40 on the door, and I don't know about Friday. I think it might be 25, not absolutely sure. But anyway, the main bands are on the Friday, the Highliners headline, that would be great. Mad Sin on the Saturday with Klingons as the main support, and on the Sunday, Guana Bats and the band we've just heard, Astro Zombies. Also on that day are the Scarecrows aka and the Creep Freaks, and you will be hearing about them shortly. I'm looking forward to seeing a few of my mates down there. I say mates, people that I see at music festivals, can't really call them mates, don't see them any other time. Me and Steve are going. That's the main thing, isn't it? Steve, of course, from the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Which means I'll be staying at the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
On Sunday night and possibly Saturday night as well, but I may not have cleared that with him yet. Sorry about that, Steve, if you're just hearing this in the future after I showed up, because you guys hear these shows a week late. Anyway, that was Paulie B. Pixie in the world. Yeah, let's hear the thing again.
Paulie B. Pixie gig in the world. Yeah.
Yes.
So pleased with that. And now for something that, again, we'll be talking about in the second section, the next section of this show. But right now, I'm just going to play it without any real introduction to it. Let's just get through this, the introduction to this one. Stop Calling Me Frank, Tony. They are via Rum Bar Records, and they are from Boston. So, of course, that means they have to cover an Irish song. And even though I said I wasn't going to, it's obviously the same day that I'm at Bedlam this Sunday. It's also St. Patrick's night, when lots of people do Irish things that aren't Irish.
Yeah.
What is Stop Calling Me Frank's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/StopCallingMeFrank
facebook.com/ rock scmf rock stop calling me frank rock scmf Paulie Beaton set 5, Tony 1, and this is Whiskey in the Jar.
Came upon Captain Pharaoh and his money he was counting. I first produced my pistol, then produced my rapier. I said, stamp or would you live? For the devil he may take ya.
but you ring dama do dama die.
Whack for my daddy o, whack for my daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar o. Took all of his bounty, oh, I brought it home to Molly. She swore that she loved me, now never would she leave me. Oh, the devil take that woman, oh, for you know she tricked me easy. What ya ring dama do dama die? Whack for my daddy, oh, whack for my daddy, oh, there's whiskey in the jar, oh.
You're listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the meds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Even if I can't really speak anymore, clearly. I just lost interest in that sentence. That's what happened. I got halfway through it. I said, thanks so much. Sorry about that. Now, are you doing anything this week? Oh, and the only reason we played that song is because it is St. Patrick's Day. Stop Calling Me Frank are a great band and they're good at covers, but I just don't like that song. It's a bit slow and boring for me. I didn't like it when Thin Lizzy did it either, to be honest.
No, it's been covered loads. I mean, even the Metallica version was rubbish.
Well, they're not rubbish. I don't think it's a very good song.
No.
I'm not sure how you could do a great version of it, and I realised, Tony, that set us a challenge.
Oh God, no.
I reckon we could get through that song in a minute and a half.
Yeah we could,
which would improve it. Not saying that stop calling me Frank, I've done a bad version of it. I want to make this quite clear. I think they're a great band. It's just that every band in Boston seems to feel the need to do something Irish at some point. I understand that. Fair enough. Stop Calling Me Frank. We'll be back with a quicker song in the future. Anyway.
That main riff, you know, would work on kazoo.
Oh, it would, Tone.
It really would, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, you're giving me ideas now.
Anyways, yeah.
Right. Are you doing anything this week?
No, not really. We're work week. And then Friday night we've got a company meal. I'm going to buy everyone a meal. And
wow, they should be buying you one, shouldn't they?
They really should. And I've been moaning in the morning about how we're not making any money. And then band practice the weekend. It's the second band practice for bassist number 4.
Right.
Whatever his name is. I don't know. Fourie.
This is the latest bassist in your time, you mean? He's not the fourth ever bassist.
The fourth bassist since we've started.
Exactly,
back again.
Yeah,
the fifth bassist I've played with there, but the fourth one of the new ones. Yeah. Yeah, so that's happening. That's it. Not doing anything for St. Patrick's Day. Never do. What are you up to?
I'm avoiding St. Patrick's Day by going to Bed and Breakout. Cool. And I think it's absolutely brilliant that they've actually got the Irish band Klingons are on the Saturday night. Not the Sunday. Presumably they want to go and do something Irish for St. Patrick's Day, and that's utterly justified. I don't understand the English celebrating it in any way at all, as we know. And the day before, March the 16th, I'm going to be driving down to Hertfordshire to see my mum, when I'm going to be apologising. Quite a lot. I mean, I'm not absolutely convinced that she'll let me in, but you never know. So that's my weekend planned. Right, two songs in a row now, and these two bands are both playing the Sunday at Bedlam Breakout, which is what I'd planned to do in the first place. We have been a bit all over the place this week, lots of reasons for that. Anyway, we're back on track now. Stay tuned for these Scarecrows, aka I'll talk about them after we've heard them. But first, the Creep Freaks, Tony. Both these bands have got the THEE in front of them. Now, the Creep Freaks have been going since 2012. I've not only seen them on several occasions, I've actually met the lead singer and his missus, who's really nice. I can never remember her name. And ended up going for dinner with them a couple of times, even though they didn't invite me. They invited someone else who invited me. And once upon a time it was Anne, another time it was Russ. It's a long story. Right, anyway, we don't really know each other, but we spent quite a lot of time with each other. And it's always a bit embarrassing because we sort of look at each other and don't really know whether we want to talk to each other or not, and normally keep walking because it's a bit embarrassing. Anyway, a great live act. What I'd like to know is, what is The Creep Freaks website?
TheCreepFreaks.com.
It's creepfreaks.co.uk. CreepFreaks.co.uk. Paulie the Internet sings Tony One. This is, stay tuned for The Scarecrows, AKA, obviously, fuck me, I can't talk this week. This is The Creep Freaks, this is The Shed, it's where I belong.
One-way ticket to Fishtown.
Well, I could say there's many ways that you can skin a cat. Well, you can shave them, you can wax them, but I don't care for that. Well, you can hold them out with tweezers, at least that's what I've been told. Well, don't you pull those feathers, I don't like my poultry bald. Well, leave the feathers on, baby, you'll be out of love. I'll say, please don't bug my dove. Well, I like a mallard and I like a nodder, but bugging at them blues, baby, I just can't abide. You can coax it with a spoon, but put away your tweezers. Oh, don't you pull that plume. Oh, leave those feathers on, oh, baby, you'll be out of luck. I'll say, please don't bug my duck. You can skin a cat, well, you can shave him, you can wax him, but I don't care about that. Well, you can pull him out with tweezers, at least that's what I've been told. Well, don't shave all those feathers, I don't like my body bow. Well, leave those feathers on, baby, you'll be out of love. So please don't plug my duck. Don't plug it, baby. Leave the feathers on.
You're listening to Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job, Ben Sweet Tony, and even more psychobilly going on underneath us after you just heard The Scarecrows, a.k.a. and a great song called Pluck My Duck. So the original plan was that it would be Frog's Legs by Astro Zombies and then Pluck My Duck by The Scarecrows. But then things got moved around for various reasons that are none of your business. They describe themselves on their Bandcamp page, which is
thescarecrows.bandcamp.com.
thescarecrows.aka.bandcamp.com, which is the full name of the band. There's loads of bands called The Scare. There was a French psychobilly band called The Scarecrows that we played years ago. thescarecrows.aka.bandcamp.com, and it's the conventional spelling of Scarecrows, making it poorly the internet 721. That track, Pluck My Duck, is a beauty, and they are brilliant live. They have two drummers that sit in the middle of the stage, face each other. They all wear like scarecrow hoods, and these guys just look at each other and drum like bastards, and it's really freaky the first time you see them, but they are terrific live, and I'm very much looking forward to seeing them this Sunday at Bed and Breakout. And actually, there will be someone else there that I've never met before, but she's called Janet, Tony. She's from British Columbia in Kanadanadanadana. And she's going to Bedlam. She's a regular listener to this show.
All right.
I'm very excited about it. Oh. Looking forward to meeting Janet. And I believe the other half is there as well, so we'll try and get rid of him.
Right, fair.
Of course, yeah. Now then, do you have a twat?
I do.
Let's hear that thing.
Is a twat, is a twat, is a twat, is a twat.
Shiny elbows.
Shiny elbows indeed.
What you got?
Thanks for your track nominations. If you have a track for me, don't forget, you can email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination, or tracks for me with thanks, every track responded to. Get your twats in. Stiv's been in touch.
Stiv.
He says, hey, Tolo, Tony. The highly paid CEO of Kellogg's said that family's...
This is dodgy.
Ooh.
I like their cereal.
Okay. Well, he said that families struggling with their finances would have cereal for dinner. Gary Pilnick said on a live broadcast that if you think about the cost of cereal for a family versus what they might otherwise do, that's going to be much more affordable. Cereal for dinner is something that is probably more on trend now, and would expect to continue as that consumer is under pressure. He did not mention that cereal prices have increased 28% in the last 4 years.
Oh,
Gary Pilnick of Michigan and CEO of a cereal company is a twat for suggesting poor people should have cereal for dinner. That's
the
stiff.
Only people that have cereal for dinner are those fucking hipsters in Hoxton that open up their cereal cafe. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
It was really popular there, wasn't it, as well?
Yeah, with hipsters.
Yeah. No, that's...
No, I got no problem here.
No. It's...
Yeah, it's a wank thing to say. That is basically saying, let them eat cake, isn't it?
Pretty much.
But as we know, I'm afraid Marianne Antoinette never said, let them eat cake.
Nope.
She said, let them eat brioche. They haven't got any bread, let them eat brioche. Never cake, just so you know. Anyway, what she certainly didn't say was, let them eat cornflakes.
No.
This bloke can fuck off. Twat him.
Right. So for suggesting poor people should have seal for dinner, Gary Pilnick from Michigan and CEO of a seal company
is a twat. Let's hear the thing again.
Twat. Dirty knees.
One last track this week, and having just spoken about how people need help in the modern world, I think it's right that we should finish the show this week with a track that's come via Punk for the Homeless, Tony.
Okay.
It's come via Eagle Spitz of Sumac, or as I like to call it, the Rishi Centre. And a band called The Missing Persons List had basically sent him an EP that he said, you can send this. It's like a six-track job. He said, they said, you can have this for the homeless. And you know what? It's really good. And what I'd really like you all to do this week, if you can, is buy a track from their Bandcamp page, which is...
The Missing Persons List.bandcamp.com?
It is the Missing Persons List.bandcamp.com. Tony 2, Paul B, and Internet 7. And this, now, I'll mention it afterwards. This is Stationary Thief.
Picture is me and my dog. If it's your birthday, there's a message from me. And I always eat biscuits when I make tea. I'm a nice guy, my name is Keith. But I've got a little secret, I'm a stationary thief. Stationary thief, stationary thief. Stationary thief, I'm a stationary thief. Stationary thief, stationary thief. Stationary thief, I'm a stationary thief. Rolls of paper, packs of paper. Try my markers, stapler. A4 wallet, highlighter pen. Paper clips and drawing pins. Stationary thief, stationary thief. Stationary thief, I'm a stationary thief. Stationary thief, stationary thief. Stationary thief, I'm a stationary thief. For all to use is a system I abuse. Therefore, all to use is a system I abuse. Therefore, all to use is a system I abuse. I even need, it's just a habit I must feed. Stationary thief, stationary thief, stationary thief, I'm a stationary thief. Stationary thief, stationary thief, stationary thief, I'm a stationary thief.
In a cabin down by a canyon.
That's about the size of it this week. That was The Missing Persons List, a track called Stationary Thief, which when I first looked at it, thought it was Stationary Thief and thought, that's a rubbish thief who doesn't move. But then it's not a stationary thief, it's stationary thief, as in someone who nicks paper clips. There we go. Medway Mentalists, Tony, I forgot to say there. They are Medway Mentalists, and it's The Missing Persons List.bandcamp.com. Get on there, buy a track. Help out the homeless. And if you don't get the link from there, there should be a link to Punk for the Homeless on their page. Right, maybe you can mention one or two ways people can listen to the show, Tony.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Late shows on the front page. All the shows are on there. You can check it out. You can find us online at various stations like padunkradio.com, radioandrew.se, and radiofocusing.com. If you're down with a fire, you can find us on the Spotify app. We'll be there under the podcast section. It's also a good place to check out quite a few Apocalypse Babies albums now. You can also find us on Amazon Music, again in their podcast bit. Do that, and you can get the Punk Radio skill as well. If you've got yourself an Alexa device, go to the skill store, search Punk Radio and download it. It's free. Thanks to Poco for that, as always. And while Alexa's playing you some of that, maybe also ask her if she can play some Apocalypse Babies, because I bet we're on there too. We're everywhere.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say you've got a bass player in every port.
It feels like it, yeah.
I might see one achieve your bed and break out this weekend. I hope you all have a great week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.